This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An inmate at the federal Supermax prison in Florence died earlier this week. Frederick Ashley was found unresponsive yesterday, according to federal officials. The cause of his death has not been released. He's the third reported inmate death over the past year. It comes amid growing calls from guards and other workers to increase staffing inside the prison. Roughly 320 high-profile criminals are held at the facility in Fremont County. Home sales in Metro Denver continued to slide in December. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports higher mortgage rates are making an impact.
The number of homes sold in the area, which includes Boulder, dropped more than 40% from a year ago. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Mortgage rates have been climbing for months as U.S. regulators try to get inflation under control. That means higher monthly mortgage payments for potential buyers. Home prices, in the meantime, are starting to fall as buyers pull back. The median property value in the area was just shy of $550,000, down 1.2% from the month before, but still up slightly from a year ago. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A recent study has named Boulder one of the top cities in the U.S. for the arts. Southern Methodist University in Dallas says its study looked at mid-sized metro areas. The Arts Vibrancy Index ranks Boulder among the top 1% in how many arts organizations there are in the city overall, with strengths in cultural and entertainment firms. Right now in Denver, it's 31 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Boulder, it's 34 and fair. And in Grand Junction, it's 36. This is CPR News at 6:06.